Just stuck there, just so that it's probably not working. It's okay, I can put it back here. I'll just use the kartal.
Try now.
You can put it. It's all right. Bring the kartal. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. जय राधवल्लभ राधवल्लभ श्री राधे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा श्रील प्रभु पदा ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 1, The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Text number 3, Canto number 7, chapter 1, verse number 3. Iti naha sumaha bhaga narayana गुणान् प्रति संशयः सुमहान् जातस् तद् भवांस् चेतुम् अर्हति इति न सुमहाभागा नारायण गुणान् प्रति संशया सुमहान जातस तद भवांस चेतुम अर्हति इति न सुमहाभागा नारायणा गुणान प्रति संशया सुमहा जातस तद भवांस चेतुम अर्हति इति न सुमहाभागा नारायणा गुणान प्रति संशया सुमहान जातस तद भवांस चेतुम अर्हति इति न सुमहाभागा नारायणा गुणान प्रति संशय सुमहान जातस तद भवांस चेतुम अर्हति इति न सुमहाभागा नारायणा गुणान प्रति संशय सुमहान जातस तद भवांस चेतुम अर्हसि Itina sumaha bhaga Narayana anguna prati Samshaya sumahan jatas Tad bhavams chetum arhasi Itina sumaha bhaga Narayana guna prati samshayasumahanjatas tad bhavams chetumarhati tinasumahabhaga narayana gunan prati samshayasumahanjatas tad bhavams chetumarhati. Iti, thus, naha, ava, sumahabhaga, O glorious one, Narayana, gunan, the qualities of Narayana, prati, toward, samshayaha, doubt, sumahan, very great, jataha, born, tat, that Bhavan, your lordship, Chetum Arhati, please dispel. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, O greatly fortunate learned Brahmana, whether Narayan is partial or impartial has become a subject of great doubt. Kindly dispel my doubt with positive evidence that Narayana is always neutral and equal to everyone. Please repeat after me. O greatly fortunate and learned Brahmana, whether Narayana is partial or impartial has become a subject of great doubt. Kindly dispel my doubt with positive evidence that Narayana is always neutral and equal to everyone. Peppered by Srila Prabhupada. Since Lord Narayan is absolute, his transcendental qualities are described as one. Thus, his punishments and his offerings of favor are both of the same value. Essentially, his inimical actions are not displays of enmity toward his so-called enemies. But in the material field, one thinks that Krishna is favorable to a devotee or to devotees and unfavorable to non-devotees. When Krishna finally instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja, this is meant not only for Arjuna, but for every living entity within this universe. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shaloka chaksura nimilitamena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So thank you all the devotees thank you Mataji, Narayani Mataji for being here to give your mercy on us. Thank you. We have seen in the last canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, towards the end of last canto, how the Pumsavan of Vrat was performed by whom? Who performed the Vrat? Diti. And who gave her the instructions to perform this Vrat? Kashyapa Muni. The husband actually gave instructions to Diti to perform this Vrat. What was the purpose of the husband? Why did he asked his wife to perform a Vaishnava Vrat? Very nice, such wonderful children. Very nice children here and in Melbourne. And they recite the Bhagavatam very nicely, very clearly. Hari Bol. So, yes, very true. That's very correct. And because he was envious, she was envious. She wanted to somehow to kill Lord Indra. But the husband, Kashyap Muni, actually gives her a Vaishnav vrat to perform so that she gets purified of that impure desire. Because this is not a good desire to have, to kill a devata. And we know that that vrat was performed, so that was the end of last canto, and now we have started the another very important canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that Srimad Bhagavatam has got how many cantos? 12 cantos, and how many chapters? How many chapters does Srimad Bhagavatam have? 18 chapters is in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. How many in the Srimad Bhagavatam? 333, very close. 356, a bit far. Yes? Very close, Mataji, 335, Hari Bol. So 335 chapters, you should remember. There are 335 chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have, in the 10th canto, we have how many chapters? How many chapters? Very nice. 90 chapters describing the pastimes of the Lord. And we have, in this chapter, this canto is a very important canto, 7th canto, because it has got, how many chapters? 73 chapters. 73 chapters in this canto. And like apart from Lord Krishna's pastimes, like we have Lord Krishna's pastimes describing those 90 chapters in the 10th canto. Of course, there are other pastimes in the 1st canto also, and a little bit in the 9th canto as well. But we see that in details, we have all the beautiful pastimes in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And after that, this is the longest canto, and this describes his wonderful devotee called Prahlad Maharaj. So we know that Prahlad Maharaj is described in this canto, his nice pastimes and appearance of Lord Narasingadev. And we see that Prahlad Maharaj's teachings are so important that Prabhupada puts the verse, one very important verse, in the preface of every volume or every volume of Srimad Bhagavatam. Which verse is that? Prabhupada puts preface, Prabhupada puts one verse, and that's spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Which verse is it? Kaumar acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabam manusham janmatadapi adruvam artadam. So Prabhupada puts that, it's so important, the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, and of course Prahlad Maharaj's beautiful pastimes and his devotion is given in this chapter, and Prabhupada puts this, and this is actually 7.6.1 of the Bhagavatam or from this canto. So here we know that the questions are being asked by three verses, and in three verses questions about the Lord, about the qualities of the Lord. So here, there is one special quality of the Lord and which is causing a bit of bewilderment in whom? Who's hearing? Who's the speaker here at the beginning and who's hearing? It's Parikshit Maharaj hearing, and who's speaking? Sukadeva Goswami. So the king is a bit bewildered. How can Lord Narayana Guna Prati Samshaya? The Samshaya is regarding Lord's Guna, Lord's qualities. Narayana Guna Prati, Gun ke Prati Samshaya. There is a doubt regarding the Gun of Narayana. And it's so mahan, it's not only little samshay, but great samshay, very big doubt, great doubt that has been created in the mind of the king Raja Parikshit, King Parikshit. And so he wants Sukhdeva Goswami, Tad Bhavams, your lordship. So it's addressing him with great respect. Bhavams Chetum Arhati. Please dispel this doubt. Because doubt is very dangerous. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Agyascha Ashradatanascha Samshayatma Vinashyati Nayam Lokosti Naparo Nasukam Samshayatmana. The person who is always doubtful can never be happy. The doubt is something we should get freed from. Agyascha Ashradatanascha Samshayatma. The doubtful soul falls down. So that's why we see that Arjuna, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna had so many doubts. And of course, at the beginning, he was thinking that he was a very learned scholar and all his reasons are very, very valid. And he's giving so many wonderful reasons in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. But Lord Krishna says that asochi anano sochastam pragyavadam shabhasase gatasuna gatasumsha nanu sochanti pandita. And he says, you are speaking very, very learned words, but a learned person actually doesn't actually lament for the living or for the dead. He was thinking he was very learned, but when Krishna started speaking, then he came to know how ignorant he was. So we know that there is always doubts, and the doubts should be, when we have doubts, what should we do? We should approach. We should approach a bona fide spiritual master and see with humbleness, with respect, and with service attitude. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in the fourth chapter, what does he say? How should we approach? Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya updekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah. That is what Lord Krishna says. What's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of that verse? One should? Yeah. With humble attitude, yeah? With humbleness? With service? With serve? And then inquire. Very nice. Service, with humility, service, and then you inquire from the spiritual master. And that's why we see that in the Bhagavad Gita, we have a lot of questions being asked by Arjuna. So many questions. He says, Chanchalam himana krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham anye vayuriva sudushkaram. What's the meaning of that? This is a question of Arjuna. What's the meaning of this? Chanchalam himana krishna. The mind is so chanchal, restless. Chanchalam himana krishna pramati balavadridam. It can easily be agitated. Pramati balavadridam tasya. Dridam means obstinate. Dridam. Tasyaham nigrahamani vayuri vasu dushkaram. This is a question. It is to control it, nigraha, or to control it is just like controlling the wind. It's so hard to control the mind. And of course, then Lord Krishna answers, Asamshaya mahabhava manadur nigraham chalam abhyasena tu kontaya vairagena cha grihyate. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Whatever you're saying is correct. But there's a way to control it. And that is by two things. And that is practice and detachment. By practice and detachment, the mind could be controlled. So this is one of the questions. But there are so many other questions. And we see, why do people perform sinful activities? Arjuna is asking. He says that Atakena prayuktam pavam charati purusha anichana pivashne baladivani yujata. How can, looks like someone is forced to perform sinful activities. What is that which is making one perform sinful activities? What is that which is impelling one to perform sinful activities? And Arjuna, Lord Krishna answers the question, says, Kamesha krodesha rajoguna samudvaha mahashano mahapapma vidhenam ihavairinam. What is that which is making one perform sinful activities? Lust, which actually turns into anger, and they are born from the mode of passion. Yeah, so there is, in the Bhagavad Gita we have questions and answers. Questions of Arjuna and answers of Krishna. How many verses? Although it is called Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita means song of the Lord. How many verses does Lord Krishna himself speak directly? How many do you have? Shri Bhagwan Uvacha. How many verses? Shri Bhagwan Uvacha is? How many? Five, seven, five. How many? 575. It's called Bhagavad Gita, but there are four speakers, four people speaking. How many? Who is the first one? Of course, Krishna. 575 verses. And Arjuna is the one who is asking questions to Lord Krishna. And Sanjaya and Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra spoke how many verses? One. Dhritarashtra vacha dharmakshetre kurukshetre samaveta yusavaha mamaka pandavascheva kimakurvata sanjaya. That is only verse that Dhritarashtra spoke. Dhritarashtra vacha. Krishna spoke 575. Dhritarashtra spoke 1. How many did Arjuna speak? Arjuna spoke 83 verses. And Sanjaya spoke the remaining, which is 700 minus 83 minus 575 minus 1, which is equal to 41. So 41 verses were spoken by Sanjaya. 1 by Dhritarashtra, 41 by? How many by Arjuna? 83 and Krishna? 575. So we have questions of Arjuna, answers of Krishna. Similarly, here Srimad Bhagavatam also contains questions and answers. We have very nice questions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atha prichami sam siddhim yoginam paramam gurum purusasya yat karyam mriyamanasya sarvata. So he's also, like Parikshit Maharaj is asking question, what is the duty of every living being at all the time? Especially I would like to know what a person who is very close to death should do. So this is a wonderful question. It's meant for us. He's already hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, of course. And it's meant for us. So here Prabhupada actually gives the answers as well. The questions are given, because the first three verses actually contain questions, but Srila Prabhupada is giving the answers in the purport as well. How Krishna is actually not partial. He is equal to everyone. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that he is equal to everyone in one of the verses. Where does he say? Samoham sarva bhutesu name dasyasti na priya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. He says, I am equal to everyone. But samoham sarva bhutesu name dasyasti na priya. There's no one who's dear to me, and there is no one whom I envy or who is not dear to me. They're all equal to me because he's a father. Will a father be equal have different acharan behavior towards his children? Is sarva yoni shukantya murtaya sambhavantya tasam brahma mahadyoni raham bija pradapita. Aham bija pradapita. I am the seed giving father of all living entities. How will he be partial? Can he be partial? No, he cannot, because he is equal to everyone. And also there is a mention here, Prabhupada actually mentions also about the three qualities, the three gunas. Three gunas are acting on us, but not on the Lord. And Prabhupada is so merciful, he's giving the answers before actually Sukhdeva Goswami starts giving. So that if anyone reads one verse, at least they might decide to read only one verse out of the how many verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Out of the how many? 18,000 verses. If someone reads one verse and reads the translation and purports, still they will benefit. So that's why you see that Prabhupada is talking about the importance of devotional service. In every verse of the Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna actually talks about the surrender at the end, But he's asking everyone to surrender right from the beginning. Even if you start reading the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you should know what the real goal of Bhagavad Gita is. The real goal of the Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Maam Ekam Sharanam Vrajaham Tvam Sarva Pape Bhyo Moksha Ishchami Maa Sucha. So that is the purpose. Everyone should surrender unto me. And of course, in this yuga, there is a very easy way to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. So, and also Prabhupada has given very nice, you know, word by word meaning so that we can all understand. Yeah, there was one person who had come to. So I'm not from New Zealand actually. I'm not from here actually. I'm from New Zealand. So in a place called Dunedin, which is quite a cold place. And someone said, here the temperature is like you know, in one day you can have four seasons in Melbourne. So we also have similar sort of weather there. You can have all the seasons in one day. Sometimes snowing and sunshine and rain and everything in one day. So there one student came to the university, and she was from China, and she did not know how to she was using one small translating program, and she would put in like the English, and then it will translate into Chinese, and that's how she would communicate with people. And that's how at the beginning it was hard for her. And so one of the friends from New Zealand had, somehow she got became friend with one girl there, and then this girl invited her, said, please come to a housewarming ceremony. So please come to the housewarming ceremony. So she was thinking what gift I should take, you know, and she went to the supermarket there, in the shop there, and then she was looking for a gift. And then she tried to put that housewarming thing, you know, in that little translating program that she had, and then she got a translation back. And then she went to the place where they had this housewarming thing, and she ended up taking a heater because the program said, you know, heating up the house. So heating up the house, and she ended up taking a heater as the gift, thinking that we are all going to a program where you are heating the house, house warming. So house warming means heating up the house. So Prabhupada is so merciful, is giving us very nice translation so that we can understand the actual meaning of all these verses. And so yes. The three gunas are there, and Lord is not under the control of the three modes. Lord is actually transcendental to the three modes, and Lord, even in the Bhagavad Gita, we have mention of the three modes: guna neta natitya trin dehi dehi samud bhavan janma mrityu jara dukher vimukta amrita mashnute. So Lord Krishna says that one who becomes transcendental to the three modes, then such a person actually janma mrityu jara dukher becomes freed from vimukto amrita mashnute, becomes free from janma mrityu jara dukher. Janma means birth, mrityu means death, jara means old age, dukher means the distresses. So janma mrityu jara dukher vimukto amrita mashnute, becomes freed from all this. And amrita mashnute, and actually tastes the real nectar. So, or comes to that transcendental platform. And then Arjuna asked, Kair linges trin gunaneta natito bhavati pravaki machara katam chetams trin gunanati vartate. What is the behavior of such a person, and what are the symptoms of such a person, and how can one actually transcend the three modes? So when talking about what kind of person that is, then Lord Krishna says that sama duk sukha swastha sama loshtasma kanchana and tulya ninda. So sama duk sukha swastha, sukha duk, one who has transcended these three modes becomes freed from Sukh and dukkha. Sukh means happiness. Dukkha means distress. Sama dukkha sukha swastha sama loshtasma kanchana. That become for that person, what is equal? Sama loshta asma and kanchana. What is loshta? Dela means earth. Earth for such a person, earth, asma, stone, and kanchana, kanchan, is same. Gold is same. Tulya ninda stutirimoni, such a person, if is not actually disturbed by ninda or stuti. Ninda and stuti. Ninda means criticizes you, ninda. And stuti means someone praises you. One is equal in both. And also, tulya, mitra and ari. Mitra and ari. Ari means, mitra means friends. Ari means enemy. Ari. Like we have mrigari. Mrig ari, mrigari. Right? One who is the enemy of animals. Murari, Murari, Murari. Who's Murari? Krishna. Murari, Mura, he killed the demon Mura, so he's Murari. And these are the qualities of a person who actually, or the behavior of a person who has transcended the three modes. And how can one transcend the three modes? The three modes of material nature? How can one change their nature? Is there any way to do that? Devotional service. Arjuna asked that as well. And then Lord Krishna says, Mam chayo vibhicharina bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samiti tetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So yes, it is possible, and that is by devotional service to me, unto me. And if one performs devotional service to me, one transcends the three modes. And the three modes are actually, you know, by three modes, one is considering someone as friend, someone as enemy, and attachment and detachment is all because of the three modes. So if one can perform devotional service to the Lord and become freed from the three modes, the person whom we are performing devotional service to, do you think he is under the control of the three modes? How can that person be under the control of the three modes? When, you know, one who if one takes a shelter of such a person, one gets freed from three modes. If one is bound, right, how can that person free others? And we are actually bound by the three modes. Because sattva rajas tamaiti guna prakriti sambhava nibadananti mahabhava dehi dinam avyam. We are conditioned, we are bound by the three modes of material nature, but not Lord. Lord is not bound by the three modes of material nature. So here, this is the third question. And of course in the previous question, Lord is mentioned as Sama, Priya, Suhird. He's Sama, he's equal to everyone. He's Priya, he's dear to everyone. He's Suhird. Is Suhird to only the devatas? Is he a well-wisher of the devatas only? Why not? He's Suhirdam Sarva Bhutanam. Bhoktaram Yagatapsam. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Suhirdam Sarva Bhutanam, Gyatvamam, Shanti Mrichati. He is the well-wisher of everyone, not only the devatas. He is dear to everyone. He is Samaha. But we know that, you know, the question, all these are questions actually. How can such a Lord be partial, you know, partial to the devatas? And he is for his nishrayas atmanaha. He is not, he doesn't actually need to get anything done. Like someone becomes dear to us because if they do something for us, like we want something done and they do it for us, and then they become very dear to us. And if we want to get something done and someone becomes an obstacle, then that person becomes he becomes an enemy. But for Lord, is there anything to attain in this world? Is there anything that Lord doesn't have? Is there anything that Lord wants us to, do it for Him? So there's nothing. Lord is complete in Himself. He's fully satisfied. His Atma Rama is always full of bliss, and He doesn't need to get things from us. But of course, for our benefit, He's saying, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadaham Bhaktya Paritam Asnami Prayatatmana. It doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't have any fruits or flower, and he has got trees actually. Chinta mani prakrasad masu kalpa vriksha laksha brite sura bhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sada sambrama sevyamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So he has got so many lakshmi saving him, thousands and millions of lakshmis, and he has got kalpa vriksha, he has got kamdhenu, he has got chinta mani, everything is made of chinta mani. Do you think Lord doesn't have all these things that he's asking us to offer to him? No. What Lord is asking for is love and devotion. It's for our benefit. If we can offer these things with love and devotion to the Lord, it's for our benefit. He's always thinking of our benefit. He always wants to take the living entities to his abode, because we are all part and parcel of the Lord. We are all part and partial of the Lord. Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya, we are all His children. And Jivera Swarupaya, Krishna Nitya Dasta, this is our Swarupa, this is actual constitutional position. So that's why we see that Lord is always giving us all these instructions, and also He's giving us all these beautiful instructions, very wonderful instructions, through His devotees. Yeah. So this is itina sumaha bhaga narayana guna prati samshaya sumahan jatas tad bhavams chetu marasi. Please dispel my doubt. Please free me from this doubt. I don't want to have this doubt, this samshaya. And you are Bhavan Chetu Marasi. Just like Arjuna, to get freed from the doubt, what did he do? What did Arjuna do? Arjuna took shelter of the Lord first. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichami tvam dharma sammudha cheta yachriyasya nishitam bruhitanme sishyasteham sadimam tvam prapannam. I am your disciple, surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. And by the instructions of Krishna, Arjuna's doubt was gone. And how did Arjuna hear? Did he hear nicely? It's very important. Hearing nicely is very, very important. Because there's one story where there's in Padma Purana, it's mentioned that for Dundukari, Gokaran actually recited Bhagavatam. For Dundukari, there was one person who had become a ghost. For his deliverance, Gokarna recited Srimad Bhagavatam. And then there were all villages, and all of them had the Srimad Bhagavatam. But what happened after the recital of the Bhagavatam was complete, only Dundukari was taken by the associates of the Lord. The Viman came, the plane from Vaikuntha came, and he was taken. And then all the other people were asking Gokarna, how is this happening? This is not right, because we also had Srimad Bhagavatam. He had, we also had. But why are we not being taken? Why are we left behind? And then, they were told that you all did not hear as attentively as Dundukari. So that's why you are not being delivered. So then Gokarna had to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam again, and then the whole village got delivered. And they were taken by the associates of the Lord, taken back to the spiritual world. So that is the importance of attentive hearing. And that's why Lord Krishna, after speaking the whole Bhagavad Gita, he's asking Arjuna, kachid eta chrutam partha tu ekagrena cheta kachid agyana samoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. Kachit etat chrutam partha. Have you heard this? Tvaikagrena chetasa. Ekagrena chetasa means ekagra chit. Have you heard it attentively? Kachit agyana samoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. Has your ignorance gone? And then he says, what does he say? Nashto moha spriti labda tvat prasadan mayachuta stitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. Yes, I am free from ignorance now. And I am regained my memory. And I am situated in my true self now. And now, what should I do? What will I do? Karishye vachanam tava. I will act according to your instruction. So that's how we can see his sanshaya was gone. And we have so many other examples in the scriptures. We also have Garuda, who was bewildered after he freed Lord Ramachandra from that snake rope, snake pass or nag pass. And then he gets bewildered. He thinks, how can Ramachandra be the supreme? How can he be the Lord when I had to free him from that pass? And then he had to go and hear Ramkatha. And then only he got freed from the bewilderment. So when you hear attentively, then you can get freed from doubts. Yeah, the doubts. And doubts are actually like, they're like darkness of ignorance. So we get freed by the Krishna Katha or by the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So chanting of the Mahamantra actually purifies us. Hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, this actually purifies us. That's why we have Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. Marjanam, the mirror of the heart, darpan, is dirty. The chit is like, the heart is like a mirror. Just like you, in the mirror you can't see yourself if the mirror is dirty. So similarly, you cannot see your true self, that I am not actually this body. I am Krishna's part and partial. I am meant to save him. All these things, when we start chanting the Maha Mantra, of course there is different mantras for different ages. There is one scripture called Ananta Sahita. And Ananta Sahita says that in the Satyuga there was a mantra which people used to chant. This is mentioned in Ananta Sahita. There are many scriptures talking about the holy name of the Lord for this age. So in this it says, Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paramukti, Narayana Paragati. That is for Satyuga. And for Treta Yuga it is Rama Narayana Ananta Mukunda Madhusudana Krishna Kesava Kamsare Hare Vaikunta Vamana. That's for Treta. For Dwapar Yuga, Hare Murare Madhuketa Bare Gopala Govinda Mukunda Saure Yagesha Narayana Krishna Vishnu Nirashraya Mama Jagadisha Raksha. It's mentioned like four mantras for different ages. And for Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So there was one person he suffered a heart attack in Europe somewhere, and he was he called his wife. His wife said, just call the ambulance and go to the hospital straight away, because he suffered a heart attack while he was driving. He stopped on the way and then he called the wife. I'm it looks like I've got a heart attack. His wife said, just call the ambulance and go to the hospital, we'll be there soon. And then this person was sitting in the ambulance and chanting. He had a different mantra that he was chanting. He was saying, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. He was chanting so loudly. In between, when the pain started increasing more, then he would say, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. And then they reached home. The ambulance actually took that person to his home. And the wife said, why did you bring him here? You should have taken him to the hospital. They said, no, those people who were, the emergency services in the ambulance, they were saying, no, he was shouting at us, saying, hurry home, hurry home, hurry home, hurry home. So we brought him at home. What can we do? So please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When we get freed from the ignorance by chanting of the Mahamantra, when we get purified. So in this Kali Yuga, these people, so many, there are so many bad habits, and Prabhupada actually purified so many, made hippies happy, and he went to America. But that purity is still not found. There was, when I was coming through the in the plane on Thursday, I was coming from Auckland to Melbourne in the flight. So there was one lady, she was eating something, and after eating, she must have ordered ordered some meals, and after eating the meal, what she did, very dirty, we consider that to be very, very dirty. She just pulled her hair like that, and then she was flossing the teeth. And then she broke the hair, and then, that was it. Using the hair to the floss they sell? Such bad, dirty habits, you consider if some food contains hair, you don't eat that, you consider it dirty, but this person is cleaning her teeth, like cleaning, all the in between, what if something got stuck there. So using the hair, it's a multi-purpose hair, haribol. So using it is like a floss. But we can see Prabhupada actually purified so many, so many people. So these beautiful questions, very nice questions. So first three verses only contain questions, only questions of Parikshit Maharaj, and the answers will come from the fourth text, which of course someone will speak on this topic. So I will ask you if you have any questions. If you don't have questions, probably we can speak a little bit more, and we still have time. I think we finish it, supposed to finish by 9. Okay, so yes, you always have wonderful questions. She's so young, and she always has very nice questions. Yes, you can ask. If you want, you can take this microphone and you can speak, and then you can bring this back. Yeah. Yeah.
So you said that we sometimes get instructions through devotees, but we get instructions of Lord Krishna through devotees. But then sometimes we see in our case, there'll be devotees giving us different instructions according to their service mode and their attitude. So how do we know which one is Lord Krishna's that will benefit us spiritually?
So such a nice question. Actually, every day, I've last, since Friday, I've been coming to the class, and I've seen you asking so many nice questions. And this is also a very nice question. So our question is, we see the, I said, we should get instructions from devotees, like here, from Krishna or his devotees. In this case, like Sukhdeva Goswami. She's asking, sometimes devotees actually give some different instructions according to their mode, So, how do you know what is to be carried out? Which instruction is to be carried out? Very nice question. Yeah. So, anything that we hear from anyone, it should not come from their mind. It should come from the scriptures, because we have Lord Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita, "Ya shastra vidhi musrijye vartate kamakarta na siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim." If you neglect the injunctions of the scriptures that enact whimsically, then for you, there is no happiness, there is no supreme destination, and there is no perfection. Tasmat chastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasito gyatva sastra vidanuktam karma kartumi arasi. Therefore, to know what is to be done and what is not to be done, you have to use the scriptures. But then, Shrutayo Vibhinna, there is so many scriptures and there is so many people giving different instructions.
Hello.
But it is mentioned, this is in one of the verses in the Mahabharata, that dharmasya tattvam guhitam nihayam mahajano ena gatha sapanta. Whatever path the mahajanas have taken, we have to accept that. We accept the path of the mahajanas. So Prabhupada is a mahajan because once, you know, one of the devotees said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada used to quote that the names of the 12 mahajanas, and one devotee said to Prabhupada, you are the 13th mahajana. Prabhupada said, you are the 14th Mahajana. So anyone who follows the Mahajana is as good as a Mahajana. Right? So Mahajana enough. So we have to verify from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Anything that we do, we verify from Guru, Shastra, Sabda Praman, and Guru and the Shastra, Sadhus. And then we follow. Right? And sometimes, of course, there can be some changes according to place, time and circumstances. There could be some changes, but we should see whether those instructions will take me closer to Krishna or away from Krishna. If anything is taking us away from Krishna, then that's not a good instruction. Yeah, because the purpose is to go closer to Krishna. Right? All the vidhi and nishet is, what is the purpose of all the things that you have to do? Do this, do this, do this, do this. What is the purpose? So that we can always remember Krishna. Why not? Don't do this, 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 nishad. Why? So that we can never forget Krishna. Right? So it is mentioned that the real, there's one verse which says sampado narayana smriti vipado vismaranam vishnu vipado neva vipada vismaranam vishnu sampado narayana smriti. Real vipati is when we forget Vishnu, and real sampati is when we can always remember the Lord. So we should see the instructions, because that is what the purpose of the instruction is, to take us closer to Krishna. If it is taking us away from Krishna, it's making us forget Krishna, it's probably not a good instruction. Right? Hari Bol. Anything else? Did you want to ask something else? Please do ask. Yes, Prabhuji. No questions? Sure, no questions? What question did you ask last night, yesterday? Hare Krishna. Okay, so you're asking very nice questions. It's very wonderful. Very nice devotees here. So, very nice questions all the time. So this, so you're part of the same family, or yes. That's your brother and that's your sister. Do you have got another sister as well? Oh, she has gone home. Okay. Yeah, very nice children, and they're. She's always asking very nice questions. You know, if you know, and this is the greatness of this place, Melbourne. I can see very nice children, and that is what you know. This is what you know. We can see the future through them. You know, yeah, because Prabhupada actually quotes that verse, you know, Kamara Acharet Pragya Dharman Bhagavataniya. Kamara Acharet Pragya. We should start devotional service from Kamara Vastha, from childhood. Because why is it important to start early? Why is it important to start early? Yes, durlabham manusham janmatadapi adruvam arthadam. Adruvam, it's temporary, it can be taken any time. You know this COVID virus, you know, so many young people died, old people died. It's not that when death comes, it will only take the old people. Younger people can also die. So it's good, you know, starting from very young age. Of course, it's not that the old people cannot practice. It doesn't mean that. It just means that the sooner you start, the better it is. Right? And death can come any time. And we don't know whether we'll be as fortunate as we are now, because one is, we have got this human body, which is very, very rare. Right? Human body is very rare. Durlabha manusham janma. We have got this human body, which is very, very rare, because there are so many different bodies. But out of those different kinds of bodies, the human body is very rare. And number two, we have got connected to Srila Prabhupada through this movement. We have come into this movement, and that's our great fortune again. Human body, because there are so many humans, but some of them are living like animals. Because Janmamritya, there is a jara, there's a verse in the Mahabharata, Ahar Nidra Bhaya Maitunam Cha Samani Metat Pasubir Naranam. So eating, sleeping, mating, defending, it's only those are the things they're busy doing. So that's as good as animal life. So that's not even human life. So coming into human body and then, getting a movement, getting connected to a movement like Prabhupada, that's our great, great fortune. Because manushya nam sahasrasu kashi dadati siddhya yatatamapi siddhanam kashin vam vetti tatvata. So very, there's so many out of thousands, hardly anyone comes to know Lord Krishna. So being connected to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is the one who is showing us the real path and giving us the message of Krishna. You know, Krishna actually wants everyone to surrender. That is his samatha also. That is his samatha, and that's why it's given in the Bhagavad Gita, that in the purport, his sama, equal. Because he's giving instructions, sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarva papebe moksha ishyami masucha. Is that meant for for us? No, it's meant for everyone. It's meant for those people who don't consider Krishna as the supreme, for them as well. It's mentioned, this is meant for everyone. Anyone and everyone. It's not that Krishna is saying, okay, only some of you, I'm giving it to you, only this meant for you. No, it's for everyone, this instruction is. And that's also the samatha of Krishna. And so coming into this movement and getting the chance to associate with the devotees and getting a chance to read Bhagavad Gita as it is, getting a chance to read Srimad Bhagavatam, getting a chance to take darshan, a beautiful darshan of the beautiful lordships here. So this is our great, great fortune, and if we miss this opportunity, we don't know whether this will come again or not, or whether we'll get it or not. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Vallabh Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baldasya Budhara Mai ki jai. Shri Shri Gaurnitaya Bhagwan ki jai. Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you, all the devotees. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Is it working? Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Working? A little way, not very well. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's better.
Purusham Namaham Bhajami
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guran Vaishna Pangsha Shri Rupam Chakra Jatam Sahagana Rasna Khantam Vam Sajivam Shaktaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama